Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you. Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened before in the history of the marketplace. Hi, this is Jim Blasingame, and I want to tell you about a new age that's emerging right now, the age of the customer. Until recently, you've run your business with 10,000-year-old age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But the original age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that are conveying control from your business to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem, but it's probably that you're going to market with age of the seller practices when your customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make the transition from old practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The small business advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Debbie Meyer back on the show. Debbie Meyer is one incredible human being, ladies and gentlemen. She is an entrepreneur, which makes her a very special person around here. She's an inventor extraordinaire. She is a mom. She's a grandmother, which she's very proud of. She's the CEO and the co-founder of Housewares America. She's the inventor of the green bags, ladies. Yeah, that one. Guys, she's also the inventor of the cake cutter and the pie, the cake. What's it, what is it, Debbie? The cake taker?
The cake cutter and pie cutters and many other things.
Yeah. There you, all those cutters. Debbie, and welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's so wonderful to be here. Hi, Jim.
So I was using your cake cutter and your pie cutter the other day, I often do. And I love them. I love those tools. They're my favorites of all your stuff, because I let my wife worry about the greenback thing. But I focus on I have my priorities straight, the cake cutter and the pie cutter.
I know, dessert first.
But here's the thing. I got a suggestion for you on the cake cutter and the pie cutter. Put a hinge in the bend.
Oh, you want it bigger.
See, right now, folks, right now it's a piece of metal that's bent in the shape of a piece of cake or a piece of pie. And guys, you can stretch those handles out a little bit and get a bigger piece, but it makes the cake look funny. And my wife fusses at me when I do that, see? What I'm suggesting, Debbie, is that you put a hinge in the middle of that thing where I can get me a larger piece of pie without messing up the cake or the pie. You see what I mean?
Why don't you just take two pieces, Jim?
I never thought of that.
See, I'm the problem solver.
Genius, ladies and gentlemen. She's a genius. Oh, man. I had my piece out the other day. I told Devon, I said, I gotta tell Debbie about putting a hinge in this thing. Hey, Debbie, you're like me. You've been in the marketplace for a while, and you've been a customer. You've waited on people, and so much. Where do you think we are these days in the state of customer care, customer service?
Well, you know, having been on both sides of the coin, actually, many of us are. It's not that I'm alone in this, but I've been able to look at it from both sides. And one of the biggest thing that seems to keep flaring up is the issue of communication. You know, I think everybody wants to be acknowledged. And what's happening and I know you were just speaking with another caller about technology. I think what's happening in in these days of technology, everyone assumes an email's okay. And I think in many cases, this back and forth with email sometimes just escalates an issue that could be settled with one phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many times they picked up the phone.
Debbie, I have people whom I've never met before email me a business pitch.
Well, okay. That doesn't
work with me.
No. And there is always a need for a personal connection, and I really think you cannot display your demeanor properly in an email. Emails, I have gotten emails that I thought were very angry. They sounded, you know, it came across as
really
angry. And I've called the people back and said, you know, I just received your email and I called you because it sounded so angry. And they go, oh, I didn't mean for it to be angry.
Right.
You know, right. And I'm saying, oh my God, we could have just settled
but
this whole thing. With
your,
just
but
a
it was still their
statement.
First impression. It was still
exactly
your first impression of them, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And I, you know, it made me on edge. It escalated a situation before I even knew what the situation was.
Well, you know, if you're trying to reach another business person, if you're doing business to business,
mm-hmm,
and you can't find a way to somehow meet them on a level that's where you can put your best foot forward, which means not an email, if it hasn't been set up the right way, then what that says to me is that you're lazy. You're not willing to put the time or the effort into making sure that the first time I meet you,
right,
it's done where I have a good impression and I want to think about maybe doing business with you.
And I don't mind emails to confirm the conversation.
No. That's, emails are fine.
It's
emails,
a great thing for confirmation.
There's nothing wrong with email.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's not the email. It's when you use it.
And also, emails, sometimes I get emails that have a one-word answer. I may have asked four different questions in an email, and I get a one-word answer.
Right, exactly. Hey, Debbie, hold on to that thought. We'll take a quick break, folks. Right back with our good friend Debbie Meyer. We always get smarter when Debbie joins us. She's got, we got a little, some more wisdom to share with us. After these messages, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Cross the Mersey. 'Cause this land's the place I love. I'm here.
If you are a
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.